In some ways, Wisconsin's first congressional district, stretching from southern Milwaukee County to Janesville, is a political swing area. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin won four of the district's six counties on her way to re-election in 2018. But Democrats have not held the House seat in the first in about 25 years. This fall's Democratic candidate Roger Pollack says 2020 is a different situation and is hoping to unseat one-term Republican incumbent Brian Steil. WUWM's Chuck Warmbach takes a look at the contest.
Janesville native Brian Steil had the backing of Representative Paul Ryan when Steil took over for the retiring House Speaker with a 12-point election win against Democrat Randy Bryce in 2018. But that was also the year Democrats regained control of the House, putting Steil into the political minority. Asked about his major accomplishments in Congress, Steil talks of holding many in-person or telephone town hall meetings in the district. He emphasizes he's working to protect the health and safety of residents, and during COVID-19, helped them get back to work. Steil says he joined Democrats in voting for the major coronavirus relief bill, the CARES Act.
It provided relief to individuals directly through checks of $1,200 for most individuals in southeast Wisconsin.
Steil says the measure also helped provide more protective gear for frontline workers. But challenger Roger Pollack takes issue with Steil's record. Pollack is a Racine native who most recently has been in Washington, D.C., working as an attorney. He earlier served as a civilian intelligence analyst for the U.S. Treasury Department. The Democrat says Steil has voted against some COVID-19 legislation, including one to make sure business aid didn't go mainly to big firms.
That shows that he's not about accountability and that he's not about getting funds to the people that need it most.
Pollack says Steil has taken too much money from corporate political action committees, while Pollack says he's running a grassroots campaign. Also related to the COVID-19 pandemic, Pollack says the Affordable Care Act should be expanded to more people, while Steil has backed Republican efforts to overturn the law. Law and order has become a growing part of Steil's campaign, especially since the civil unrest in Kenosha in late August, following a police officer severely wounding a black man, Jacob Blake.
Ready? Hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The Pledge of Allegiance led off a conservative gathering in Hales Corners this month. Representative Steil was there, saying he helped convince President Donald Trump to send more National Guard troops to Kenosha.
We flood the zone with resources and we reestablish public safety in the community of Kenosha. And I'm telling you, it was a spectacular scene.
Steil's account is different from that of the Wisconsin National Guard and Governor Tony Evers, who say they responded as local officials in Kenosha asked for the state's help. Steil says he acted as other local officials reached out to him. But Pollack says Steil is exaggerating his role.
He has a track record of working to take credit for the accomplishments of others, and Kenosha is another example of that.
Despite what he calls a grassroots campaign, Pollack is airing a TV ad. It emphasizes his theme of trying to serve families instead of special interests.
Roger Pollack isn't taking a dime of corporate PAC money, and he knows something about real service. He served in the Bush and Obama administrations.
Steil, though, has been running several TV ads and getting exposure at campaign rallies for Vice President Mike Pence and President Donald Trump. Here's the House member talking up the president's chances at Saturday night's Trump rally in Janesville.
The polls will tell you that Trump might be behind, but look around. Look at the enthusiasm we got here. You know Trump's going to win four more years.
National political analysts like the Cook Report appear to like the chances of Steil winning two more years in the House, as they've yet to add the first district race to the list of competitive contests. But Pollack is counting on disdain for Trump and what he says is a district-wide move back to the center and left to help elect him to Congress. Chuck Kernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.